here with the Crisis Fest on the UCLA campus in response to the budget cuts and the current meeting of the regents. You want to talk to me a little bit about that?
Sure. This morning we had about, the approximation is about 400 to 500 students and workers with many of the different unions, including AFSCME, UPTI, and the United Auto Workers. And we were up there in part to protest the proposed 32% tuition increase. I think also a lot of us came out there because we see broader issues involved, not only with tuition increases, but worker layoffs, the resegregation of the university, the exclusion of people of color, and the privatization of our university.
I understand there was some police violence earlier in the day out in front of the Regents Hall. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, I would say about 8 to 10 rows back from the barricades that the police had set up. At some point, it seems that students surged forward. I don't know if they were provoked or if that was just a decision they made. And police used batons against at least two people who I know, and probably more. And I've also heard from several people I know that tasers were used, although I did not see it myself.
I see. So tasers and batons used on the students.
Yes, but batons were used on two of the students. At that point, what happened is the crowd surged back, and another group of police officers and a UCPD came around from the other side and pushed us back. Many of us moved back, but some moments later, a group of about 50 students decided to sit down and hold the space. Police officers drew their pellet guns and pointed them at the students, and at that point, they gave the order to disperse.
I see. And did people peacefully disperse at that point?
There, I think that the group of 50 held the space for some minutes. At that point, about 15 or so stayed behind, and police were about to move into arrest, but then those people also moved. But yes, overall, it was a peaceful protest.
Except for the police,
yes. The use of batons and tasers on campus is not something UCLA students should look forward to or expect.
I understand that there were some actions also on the inside of the meeting. Do you know anything about that?
Okay, what I've heard is that there were two waves of disruptions on the inside. The first wave of disruptions was about 5 to 6 students, I believe, who were chanting, yelling, and whatnot. The second group was 6 or so protesters who were simply singing, and all these, the 11 or so, were arrested, not held, but given charges. And so these 11 at least have charges against them at this time.
So you know of 11 arrests?
Yes, I believe 11 arrests is the minimum number that we know about now, and I can get you in contact with other people.
Okay, do you know the charges?
I don't know the charges.
Okay. And these were students that were protesting the budget cuts?
Yes, they were largely students.
And it was nonviolent civil disobedience?
It was nonviolent civil disobedience. It was during the public comment section, which is when the community is allowed to go inside the Regents meeting. And so students were making their voices heard. They were singing, and there was a completely peaceful protest, as a standard civil disobedience.
Right. So the Regents, in some ways, people have said that it's really not the Regents' fault. This is being handed down to them from Sacramento.
Right.
Is that the general feeling, or what did the students think about this crisis?
I think that many students don't know the full truth. Yes, there are budget cuts in Sacramento, and yes, that is a part of the story, but part of the problem is that the UC is not putting pressure on the state of California in order to fund public education. The other issue, and I think this is crucial that people who are listening to this or people who want to become aware, that we need to become aware that the UC also issues construction bonds that are used to fuel more and more construction on campus, and these are invested in by private investors. The fact is that our tuition is used to back these bonds so that the Regents can promise that tuition will go up in order to pay private investors back. The best article on this is called UC on Wall Street by Bob Meister, a professor at UC Santa Cruz in the politics department, and he has a full article called "They Pledged Your Tuition." I don't know if you've seen it.
I see. So the students are financing construction for multi-million-dollar construction firms. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. The student tuition is directly backing the bonds, and some of the projects that these bonds are going to is the police station renovation here at UCLA, and also the renovation of the Pauley Pavilion Sports Arena. And you can actually find a complete list of all the construction projects on the UCLA website.
So things seem to have calmed down, and it's evening now, and we're here where they're setting up tents at something called a Crisis Fest. Can you tell me a little bit about what that's all about?
Okay. As part of the protest scheduled for tomorrow, Thursday, November 19th, unions have provided buses from all over the UC California system, in order to bus people in from as far as Berkeley and as far down south as San Diego. And this is students and workers who are coming here to converge on UCLA in order to stop these tuition hikes. What a group of autonomous students have decided to do in order to support the unions and the student coalition actions is to set up a crisis fest. The crisis fest, we hope, can be a radical space at UCLA where we can have not only entertainment, bands, DJs, free food, but we hope to break down some of the normal boundaries that keep us apart as students and as workers. And we also have a set of workshops and discussions scheduled to last all night. As part of that, we are also calling a general assembly for the students of UCLA and the workers of UCLA to come together and discuss four of the broader issues at work here. And those issues are racism and its relation to the university, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, the relation to capitalism and privatization, as well as the future of the student movement. And I would like to stress that many of us here see what's happening today, not only in Santa Cruz, where they've shut down the campus, in San Francisco State, where they've taken over an administrator's building, but what's also happened as far abroad as Vienna and Heidelberg and London as the beginning of an international student movement.
There's another round of protests scheduled for tomorrow, which is the last day of the Regents meeting here at UCLA. What can people do who want to support the students?
Okay. What we are calling for is for all students and workers involved in this cause who can to come up to Covell Commons at 10 a.m. This is when the UC Regents will vote, have the legally binding vote on the tuition hikes. Today they met in committee, and tomorrow it will go to the legally binding, the full vote. So at 10 a.m. we will have massive rallies, picket lines, and we expect those events to go on for quite a while. At that point, we will have speakers and a march of some sort. We believe I'm not sure on the time, so I don't want to get it wrong. So
okay, I understand. So we saw numbers approaching 500 here today, surrounding the meeting hall. Do you expect that or more?
Personally, I expect more. The union's low estimate of the number of people who are being bused in from around the UC system stands at about 300. Every single one of those people who is going to camp at Crisis Fest in Tent City is expected to be out there at Covell Commons. And I believe that students know that tomorrow is the legally binding vote, and we are mobilizing to have everyone up there to double our numbers if we can.
Right. So is there anything else you'd like to add about what are people going to do after the Regents have packed up and gone home?
Okay. I would like to say that we look at what is happening now as really the beginning of a student movement, not only at UCLA, but across the board as well as internationally. The next planning date for students, not only at the UC system, but at the Cal States and at the public school level, at the K-12 level, is set for March 4th. There are many different ideas being thrown out there, but I believe that there's energy for more shutdowns, more strikes, and more protests. And I think that we're really just beginning to see the beginning.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to seeing what unfolds.
Okay.